Right, okay, so we're on Baba Mitzia, Pei Gimel, Amud Aleph.
Good morning.
Morning. Sunday morning. Shavuot Tov, thank you. Right, so yesterday we saw the Mishnah, where we said, Amari Chavit B'makom L'makom, and we had the Tanakama, who said that you would make a Shavuot and you would be Patur. Rabbi Eliezer said that he knows that that's right, and we saw the Gemara said there was a Gemira, that we had a Masorah, remember? Now, Loch is like Rabbi Meir, but how can it be that we make a Shavuot, and that's why it was Tamiya? The Gemara yesterday brought a brighter and brought a third opinion, which was Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So we had Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Shomer Chinam Yeshava Noseh Sachar Yishlam. Remember, that was a compromise, which Rabbi Yehuda said that a Shomer Chinam who can make a Shvuah, he would make a Shvuah. But a Shomer Sachar, who's Chayev anyhow, because he's Chayev for Geneva Vaveda and he's Chayev on all those higher levels, he would pay anyhow. That we spent the whole time yesterday on. And then we ended up, we said, Amar Rabbi Elazar Tavara. Right, it's a kashya on the Mishnah here to the brighter in Baba Kama. Now we've got a new answer. Rabbi Chia, now we're starting now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of Pei Gimel, Amud Aleph. We've got there Rabbi Chia bar Ava Am Rabbi Yochanan. Right, because now we're concerned with this Shvuah that Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah that the guy can make a Shvuah, even if it's a Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam, he can make a Shvuah that he wasn't a Poshaya and he'd be Patur. And our question is, how can he make a Shvuah? How can a Shomer Sachar make a Shvuah? That was the discussion yesterday. Now we're going to look at Rashi over here. Rashi, the third lines of Rashi, he says over here, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rashi says over here, leave out the Velog Rashi, and we don't read that. Umilta ba'ape nafshe metaretz. This is the new sugya Rashi telling us. Milta da'ape nafshe, which stand alone. Dvarim, that stand on their own. Ba'ape nafshe, bifnatzmam. This is another answer now on the stira which we brought yesterday, where we had a stira between Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah and Rabbi Meir in Baba Kama. Okay, so this is another stira now. How can Rabbi Meir say, here we say that he makes a shvua, and in Baba Kama we said that he is chayev. Okay, that is Rashi telling us. This is a new answer over here. Right? But Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tavra, and Rabbi Lazar already said yesterday's daf Tavra, Kashe, right? For Rabbi Chia bar Abba, and Rabbi Chia bar Abba we bring now, Palig ad Rabbi Lazar, he's Cholek, it's another answer. He's Cholek on Rabbi Lazar yesterday on this Kasher. Va'amar le'olam chad tanug. Remember Rabbi Lazar said there must be a Tana shiri merit zeh, lori merit zeh. Remember? This Tana isn't the same Tana. He's saying it's the same Tana, says Rabbi Chia. Ve'nidkal vadai poshaya. And the Nitkal is a Poshaya, like in the bright in Baba Kama. If he's a Poshaya, right? So how does he make a Shvuah? What Shvuah are we speaking about? He says, V'hacha hainu taimed de miftah b'shvuah. And this is the reason why he's patur from a Shvuah. Now back into the Gemara. So Rabbi Chia bar Abba Am Rabbi Yochanan. Shvuah zu takarat chachamim hi. This Shvuah is not your normal Shvuah shomrim. This is a special Shvuah. And that's why Baba Kama Rabbi Meir said he's chayev. And here he said he can make a shvuah. What's the shvuah? Is it him? She'im i'ata American. If you don't say that a guy who's moving a barrel from one corner to the other, and will try to help you, can make a shvuah, ain lecha adam hamavir chavit lechaver makom makom. Nobody would ever help their friends and move a barrel from one place to the other. Because you're going to say, hey, if it gets broken, I'm going to be chayev. I'm going to do you a favor and be chayev. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, make a shvua.
Right?
He's doing a favor for him. Absolutely, he's doing him a favor. Even if he was a Shomer Sachar, Bekesef, right? And you brought the barrel of wine and you put it in that corner. But now he thinks that the sun's coming into the room and your barrel's going to get hot. And he wants to move it to that corner. He won't move it. Because they say, I'm a Shomer Sachar, I'm getting paid. I'm going to do the guy a favor. Leave the barrel there, let it waste. Right? That's what he's saying. So even under those circumstances, he would be happier that the person who owns the barrel would be happier that you could make a Shvuah of this kind. So at least he'd know that if there was a reason to think that someone would get damaged, you'd come and help him. That's what Rav Chia, that is what... Rav Chia says, now Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara's got a question. But on the other hand, that's all beautiful. But Heichim Mishtaba, what Shvuah does a guy make? How can he make a Shvuah? Wasn't it a Poshaya? What Shvuah is he making? Right? A Shvuah is in Shem Hashem, the Shvuah has to be embedded in something, it has to be based on something. What Shvuah is he making over here? All right, that's his question over here. All right, so what Shvuah is he making? Makes a simple shvua that I didn't break it on purpose. It was a mistake. Absolutely. Completely shvua, right?
The two choices are making the shvua and break it on purpose or
paying.
Or paying.
As a shomer sachar being chayev. For it's a nitkal, because you're a poshaya.
Pretty easy to make the shvua.
Absolutely. Right, but it's a chidush. Right, look at Rashi, heichin nishtaba. Look at Rashi there. Rabbi Chia bar Ava, alibad Rabbi Meir, hai vadai poshayahu. Because Rabbi Chia says that the same Tana, see if it's the same Tana as the one in Baba Kama, Baba Kama, we said, Yuchai, why were you chai in Baba Kama? Because you were a poshaya. So if you're a poshaya, how do you make a shvua? So he says, no, I didn't do it on purpose. I might not have been the most careful person in the world, right? In other words, as far as a poshaya was, because, but I definitely didn't do it on purpose. That's the shvua, right? At Rabbi Yehuda LeMeimar. And on this, so now, let's just go back for a second. Because we saw yesterday the brighter, right? We brought that brighter, and the brighter said, it was similar to our Mishnah, Chavit lechavim makom makom, Shavra ben shomer chinam ben shomer sachar yishava. Did Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, no, shomer chinam yishava, shomer sachar yishalem. Right? So on this, chirush of Rav Chiyas, that the guy makes a shvua, Rabbi Yehuda said, because we got to now fit in this new shitta into that brighter, right? What's going on with the brighter? The brighter's got a three-way brighter. Rabbi Meir says you make a shvua and you patur. Rabbi Yehuda says only a shomer chinam is makes a shvua. Shomer sachar has to pay. And Rabbi Eleze said tamuani, right? How did, I don't understand this works. So we'll get to that in a second. But Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar shomer chinam yeshava, nose sachar yeshalem, hai kedinei v'hai kedinei. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Meir said that you could only make that shvuat chachamim on a shomer chinam. Well, shomer chinam can buy, but shomer zachar, in any case, he's chayef.
That's not, absolutely.
Right, v'atir Rabbi Lazar. And on this came Rabbi Lazar, lemeimar ein, yes, en achinam, we know what. Gemara, Rabbi Meir, the Mesorah, b'yadeinu, halocha, Rabbi Meir. And therefore, Rabbi Meir in this Mishnah says, make a shvua, make a shvua. However, he says, u'mihu, Tamiani, im yecholim zeh v'zeh lishava. I don't understand how this and this, when he says zeh v'zeh, he means both the shomer sachar and the shomer chinam. Right, he's arguing on Rabbi, he doesn't accept Rabbi Yehuda, right? So he says like this, v'shlom shomer chinam mishtaba shlo pashaba. I understand how a shomer chinam, who's not chayiv in gneiva v'aveda, right, only for pshia, how he can make a shvua. That he's not chayiv mshia. And a shomer sachar, am I mishtabeya? Shomer sachar, how can he make a shvua? He's chayiv for gnei v'aveda. He has a case of proper aveda. He's chayiv. Right? He says, ki lo pashanami bai yishlume. Even if he wasn't a poshaya, he's still got to pay. So how does a shvua that I wasn't a poshaya help me? So you went to poshaya. Give you a round of applause. So you went to poshaya, but you're a chayiv for gnei v'aveda. So how does the shvua help you? Right? If you thought I was confused about a shomer sachar, I'm even confused about a shomer chinam. Because even a shomer chinam, ha tainach b'makom midron. We saw this yesterday, right? This is exactly the same level as we saw yesterday. Ha tainach b'makom midron. That's all very good where there's a slippery hill, and the guy's carrying the stuff down the hill. So we understand that he was trying his hardest and he couldn't stop himself and he rolled, fell down the hill. Aval shalom b'makom midron. Now, even a shomer chinam, if he's walking where there's no hill, where there's no slope, what argument has he got? Be careful. Don't make a shvua, you weren't a poshaya. Don't be a poshaya, right? You chayv upshia. And he says, further Rabbi Elazar, he says, avafilu b'makom midron nami, and even if there's a slippery slope, even there, hi taina chaychid lekeraya, we understand why he can make a shvua, because he hasn't got any proof. When we saw yesterday, we saw this exactly what yesterday, we saw Rashi explain to us, that mi ikar adin, right? The pasuk said, v'ein ro'eh. Remember? Mm. It said, V'ein ro'eh, where no one can see you, then you make a shvua. That was a limud from the pasuk, right? Where was it? That was in yesterday's stuff. Right, absolutely. See, but it's two psukim. The first pasuk ends off and says, right, V'ein ro'eh. Where's the psukim? Why haven't I got the psukim? You see that? It ends off. There's two dots. Mm-hmm. That's the pasuk aleph. Then pasuk bet says shvuat Hashem tiyeh ben shnehem. Mm-hmm. So it's not really mafurash. The pasuk, the drosh is ein ro'eh. Fine. Mm. Then shvuat Hashem tiyeh ben shnehem. Ein ro'eh. When there's a ro'eh, when someone sees you, there's no shvua. If you got aid, you bring aid him. Right. So the pasuk is only if you have, if you can't see. So
peace.
Because midron, but a midron you can understand. A midron means a slippery slope, a downhill sharp slope. So you're carrying something downhill. You could understand if a person suddenly slips downhill and he falls, that he wasn't a poshaya. That's honest. But when you're walking on a midron, what excuse have you got for falling, right? Yeah. So he's saying when there's extenuating circumstances, we can understand it. But in a normal course of events, what's your taina, right? So he says that even then, he says, vafilu. He says, "Ha tainach b'makom midron, shlo makom midron mina tishbem." Vafilu b'makom midron, nami ha tainach heichad leikaraya. Abal heichad leikaraya, nitiraya. In other words, we've got to work very, very, very hard to find the circumstances when a shvua helps us. So what's going on over here? The Tanya, and why? The Tanya Isi ben Yehuda Omer, ein ro'eh shvuat Hashem tiyeh ben shnehem. That's the limud of Isi ben Yehuda. I saw this yesterday. Ha yesh ro'eh, when the people see you, yavi raya v'pater, bring aid him. So we, that's Rabbi Eliezer there, or some gears have got Rabbi Lazar, he's confused about Rabbi Meir, although he says, an achidami, halachak Rabbi Meir, right? He doesn't argue. He says, ein gemora Rabbi Meir. Now there goes a story where we can see this sort of, ahu gavra, nahabe kemavar chavita dechamra baristika demachoza, right? He was carrying this barrel of wine, baristika. Rashi says avi aristika in the rechava, like in the square, the town square of Mechoza. V'tavra b'ziza de Mechoza. And he smashed the barrel. Right, look at Rashi there. Ziza korah hayotzei min hakotel bolet l'shravim. There was like a something sticking out of the wall, like a something sticking out of the wall into the square, to shravim. Right, and he smashed the barrel into this. So now there was not a midron. It's not a slippery slope. It's a mishor in the town. It seems that basically, you know, he should have been more careful. He should have seen that there's something sticking out. Atle kamed Rava, they came in front of Rava. So Amarle, Ristaka de Mechoza. He says, what do you say? Obviously, he came and said, I want to make a shvua that I wasn't a poshaya. So Rava said, you can't make a shvua. Why can't you make a shvua? Ristaka de Mechoza, this is the town square. Shchichi Bainche. People are there all the time. What do you go? You come there. There are lots of people there. Go find me aid. There must have been people who saw this, right? Zil aitiraya vipater. You want to be pater? Go bring proof that people saw what was going on. And then, if that was the case, you could be pater. But you can't make a shvur here. Now look at that aleph there of the agota gra. Can you see the aleph there? He says over here. You see that there? The agota gra, the square brackets. Zil aitiraya, right? Zil aitiraya. See, he says, go bring me proof that you weren't a poshaya, then you can get free. But I mean, adding that you weren't a poshaya. In other words, go make it clear. Amar Rav Yosef. So now, Amalei Rav Yosef Barei. So Rav Yosef of Rava, right? He says to Rava, he says, man, come on, Kisi, you passing a loch here like Isi? Because Isi ben Yehuda was the one who said that limud, right? Ein ro'eh shvuat Hashem tiyeh ben shnehem. So is halacha like Isi? I'm like, ein. Kisi. He said, absolutely. Usvir lakavatai. And we pass halacha exactly like Isi. Right, now I wrote to myself over here that the Ritva, I think I must have seen it in one of the Gemaras, I'm not sure where I saw it over here. Here it is over here. If you look in the art scroll, the Hebrew, in mine it's about 14. Can you see it there? It says the Ritva is Mechadesh over here, the Rava's Kavona, when he said Usfira la Kavatei, when he said Aloch Lakim, he says not just in this particular case of Shomrim, behold, like Isi ben Yehuda, but in any case, right, where there's a claim and we've got a Shvua involved over here, if you've got 18, you can't bring a Shvua. The Shvua only comes in the last resort. So you first bring, in any case of these sort of circumstances, not dafka only in Shmira. That's what the Ritva says on that. Because Amar, Hahu Gavre, Da'amele Chavre. So we got a friend, he's a guy.
Where did he testify to?
I mean, any time that you would be, that you'd have to make, no, you'd be a shvua. I don't know. Maybe motzi bechaber lavar shvua. We've got all examples where you would make a shvua to patur yourself.
No, in this example, where he's carrying the thing, it hits the thing sticking out of the wall.
The Eidim are going to come along and say that it was clearly obvious that while he was carrying it, he couldn't have seen what was going on. And he didn't particularly go and smash it into the wall, and he wasn't trying to break it. Morning, David. All right? Those are the... But so that's that sort of example that that he would have to bring Eidim. Okay. So, Hahu Amar... Where are we? Hahu Gavra. Hahu Gavra Amar Lechavra. Zil Zvinli Arba Meya Dani Chamra. Go buy me 400 badani there. Likutei Rashi there from Brachot says dani or chaviot, right? Barrels of wine,
yeah.
Right? Of wine. Azel Zavin there went and he bought him 400 barrels of wine. Lesof ata dekame, right? And he said to him, Amar le zvini lach arba mea dani chamre v'takifulu. He says, you bought me the barrels. It's beautiful, but they all become takifu. They become they're bad. They've gone off. Right? So now that they're chamitzu, right? So what's his story over here? So he says, right? At the come at Rava, came in front of Rava, and he wants Ramele, Abame, Dane Chamet, Takifi. So he says to Rava, he says, well, the guy was going to pay him, but I'm not going to pay him. Right? The barrels that he bought me, they're all bad. So he says, like this, Kala Itla Le Milta. Right? Kala, with something like this, he's well known. Right, this is a call. These things don't happen. A guy buys 400 barrels. We know with barrels. Remember, we saw before. We had this limit before that wine from the if it's bad, it's bad from the beginning. Remember that? It was not just a look at Rashi over there. Kali itle, eimat hichmitzu. Right, this is well known. 400 barrels of wine that goes bad. Rashi says there's a call. It's well known. Eimat hichmitzu. When it happened, veitzil mihayu. Where it happened, veshil mihayu, and who they were. Maybe they were yours, right? Or kaneta chomet b'dalim pachuti. Maybe you went and you bought bad wine at a cheaper price. V'lo etzlachach, they weren't really at you. In other words, there's a story here, right? Don't come and start telling me you want to make a shvua. There's a story here, and if there's a story, right? Zil aituraya demikara. Go bring me 80. And at the beginning, kimezavtelehu, when you bought them, chamrem aliyahave vipater. They were good. It was good quality wine, and it went off bad. And then we'll be, don't come back shvuas here. Something like this, there's a story, there are witnesses. We see exactly like Nisi ben Yehuda, right? Ein ro'eh shvua. But when there are witnesses, we don't rely on shvua. That's exactly what this Gemara was all about. Okay. So again, I think I'm about to, that's the same thing. Amar Rav Yosef Rei, right? Rav Yosef, his son, says to Rav, the same story. Come on, Kisi Amar in Kisi. And Kisi Usfarlan Kivatei. Okay, sorry, we're about to finish the parak. Right? Kivatei. So now the Gemara ends off the parak telling us like this. Itkin Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Right? Itkin Rav Yosef, Rav Chia Bar Yosef. When we say Itkin, right? He made a takona. He paskened halacha, right? Itkin Rabbi Barchan Yosef Mele Takana Besichra. Look, you could say Rashi over there again from Alex Sugia says Sichra is a shemakom in the town of a place, right? Hane de Daru Baagra Veitbar, right? So these guys over here, the Daru Baigra. Look at Rashi there, the Daru Baigra. Mot Kafuf Beemtzao Venot Noak Tefo Venos Neshne Badim Mishnei Rashim Venose Bo Mitzad Vikum Mitzad. So you know this like sort of thing you put over your neck. And you like carry like a heavy stuff, right? So these guys who carry these heavy weights, like a porter who's carrying heavy stuff, right? Now with the itbar and it gets broken, nishalem palga, he pays half the damages. But he's telling us a message of value. Nishalem palga, right? Look at Rashi. Poel shekibel alav leholich chaviot makol makom unesam boto mot v'nishbar, and he carried two barrels, right? He took them on himself to get, and they broke. He pays half. So why does he pay half? Right. The question now is my timer. Right? So why does he pay half? My timer. Nafish lechad vizutar letray. Because he says why? He says, because it nafish lechad. It was enough to carry one. Vizutar letray, but not strong enough to hold up two. So therefore, karov leones vekarov lepshia. So because if he would have carried just one barrel, so easily he could have carried one barrel. Two barrels, really difficult to carry two barrels on this whole mechanism. So therefore there's an element here of honest and element of pshia. Pshia because maybe he should have got someone to help him. Honest because it was too much to carry him. What does he say there? Does he say anything interesting?
He said it was too large for one person and too small for two people.
Right. Okay, so in other words, on his own, he could... Okay, right.
It's carelessness. No.
There's a bit of carelessness, but he was being over... Oh, yeah, a bit of carelessness and a bit of negligence. Right. Bedigla, right? But a digla is like another type. Look at Rashi there. Eitz mefutzal berosho, like a split of the kosher bo masa shnei ben adam. Umachitzav aro ben shnei ptsalav, umotel al shnei ktefav, vokirin oto belashon ashkenaz gibla. Vosho shel mita aroch, kshomed lafush metzigo bekarka. This is like another type of contraption, okay? He had two people. Just read me the English there. How does he explain this?
A wooden tool designed for double loads. Says... A two-pronged fork.
Two-pronged fork. Okay. So this is a different type of mechanism over here, right? In a case like this, right, it's a bedigli mishalim kula. Here he'd pay all the damages because here obviously it's proper negligence if he does it on his own. People. It's made for two people. Right. So Rabbi Barachana. I think yesterday I mentioned this. Did I mention to somebody about Rabbi Barachana and we learned it and I said there was a different gear, so I was talking to somebody? Okay, look here, Rabbi Bar Chanan, right? If you look at the Mishur Hashas, he says that Yichlomar Chana, the Gisra Rish, Rabbi Bar Bar Huna. Okay, so not sure who this was. Tarvulei Henu Shekulai Chavit Rechabes. So he had these guys, these porters, Rashi says here, Shkulaye on Nosei Masaot. Okay, these guys who are carrying these things on things, they were carrying a barrel for him and they broke it. Shakaliglimayu. So he was quite a tough guy, obviously, the Shabbat Bar Bar Chana. He took their coats. Shakaliglimayu, said, you're responsible. He took their jackets, right? Atu Amru Rav, they came in front of Rav and they complained to Rav, right? So Amalei, Havlu Glimayu. Rav said to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, he said, give them back their jackets. So Amalei, Dina Achi, Zek Pemeta Alocha, go give them the jackets. Amalei, he says, yes, you got to pay them back their jackets. Right? So it says why? And he quotes a pasuk here, Leman telech b'derech tovim. Look at there, the end of the Leman telech b'derech tovim. V'orchot tzadichim tishmor. Right? And you've got to, in order to go in the right ways. So he said, Yav leu glemayu. He handed them back their jackets. Amulei. So now these guys, these porters, complain to Rav again. They say to him, Ani ayanan. V'tachin and kulun. We poor people, worked the whole day with this guy, right? U'kfafinim v'leitlan midi, and we got nothing. We're absolutely nothing here, right? We are totally destitute, and we're starving over here. Look at Rashi there in Yecheskel says, "Ukfinan re'evim anu," right? We're starving. Ve'leit la'midi, we got nothing to buy. Amalei. So now Rav says to Rav Bar Chanan, "Zil havi grayu, pay them their wages." So he says, "Amalei, dina achi, is this imek talocha? Look, these guys, they smashed my barrel. I couldn't take their coats, I've got no recourse, and now you tell me I've got to also pay them." So he says to him, Amar Lein, says yes, V'orchot tzadikim tishmor. Right at the end of the pasuk. L'man tech l'erich tovim, and orchot tzadikim, you've got to look after the ways of the just. In other words, we see over here, I'm not sure, by the way, if this is haloch, I don't see a haloch thing over here, but it seems that for a Talmid Chacham, they're going to wait for Bin Shadadin. There's no haloch on that, eh? Does it mean, why does he bring the haloch there?
The haloch is, you should pay them if they're destitute.
If barrels broke while workers were transporting them from place to place, by Torah law, they must pay the owner for the lost property. The sages were concerned that the ruling would make it difficult to find people willing to serve as porters. Therefore, they decreed that the workers don't have to pay. They take an oath that they were not negligent. Okay, so basically, we see over here that the Mamish others maintain that the workers do lose their wages. Okay, bottom line is over here that are in need of a livelihood is an act of piety. So it's Mamish Chesed. Yeah. So it's proper Chesed. In other words, there's no real halacha here that you've got to pay it. It's leman telech b'derech tovim v'orchot tzadichim tishmor. Hadran alach hasocher et ha'umnim. It's a nice way to end off the Peirik on learning about workers. Okay, so now we start the next Peirik. Next Peirik is hasocher ha'poalim. So we're hasocher et ha'umnim, right, which are like the artisans, and now we get into sochim of the workers. Which, I don't know, it seems like the Gemara held the porter in high esteem, right? A porter was considered an uman. Because we spoke about the porter in the parak of Umanim, okay. And not in the parak of Poalim. I would have put porters in Poalim. But anyhow, An Umani is an artisan. An Umani is a tradesman. He's trained. He's got a craft.
Hello.
A poel is a poel. It just goes. Poel is like me. An artisan is like you. Come. Hasokel apolim va'amar lahem lahashkim ulaharif. So now, if you all of these workers, you are rent workers, and you demand that they get up early and they go to sleep, because they work long hours. So the Mishnah says, makom she'nahagush lo lahashkim v'shlo lahariv. It all goes according to the minhag. Where the minhag of the place is that they don't work long hours, they don't work long hours. Therefore, en roshen lekofan. Makom she'nahagu lo, and therefore you can't force them, and it's only at their discretion. Mishnah Kerelan says, makom she'nahagu lazun, yazun. In a place where it's minhag is to feed them, which is clearly Israel, by the way. I don't know what it's like in Chutzlar, but in Israel, in all the big companies, lunch is included in your wages. I mean, it's, lunch is part of your deal, right? I don't know, in America, England,
is it not fully.
Okay, not fully.
In America,
subsidized.
In England, it's beer, but in America,
it's not including your wages, it's in addition to your wages.
Okay, what I'm saying is in addition to your wages. Right. I'm saying it's included in your job. I'm saying part of your job, the employer pays. Right? In America, do you get lunch as part of work? No. Anywhere in the world, you get lunch?
No. You get lunch and vouchers in England.
No. You get lunch in vouchers,
a long time.
But not today, right?
You need to spend it on beer.
Yeah, but not today. I mean, in South Africa, I don't know, maybe, but I don't think it's common practice. In Israel, it's pretty common that you expect your employer to at least pay a quarter of the
money.
So yeah, the Mishnah says, "Makom shenagu lazun yazu, l'sapek b'metika yisapek." Right now, just how do they translate that the word metika? How does it translate in your
sweet foods?
Sweet foods in the Oscar?
Really?
Liftan. I don't know. Okay. So, okay. Liftan. Right. Everything is all, at the end of the day, based on a convention. Maaseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthias Shamar Lebno. So Rabbi Yochanan said to his son, say, so we've seen this Gemara, right? We've seen this a few times. Okay. We saw it. Where we saw this a few times, Memtet, we saw it recently that other day as well. So Masra Yochanan Matya Shaman Ibn Otsei Sechulan Upoalin. Right, go hire us workers, Alachu Pasakle Mezonot. He agreed, you know what, I'll pay you, including your wages, we'll also pay you, well, in addition to your wages, as well, right, we'll also pay you food. Ukeshabai Slaviva Marlo, Peni, Afuli Mataoselem, Kesulat Shlomo Beshato, Lo Yatzati Dechot Chaim, no matter how much you feed these guys, you're never going to get to be properly honor your commitment. Shehen Bene Abraham Yitzchak Vyakov. Because I mean, and we saw why Avram Yitzchak, we saw there because the Suda of Avram is even bigger than the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech, right? Ela ad shelo yatchilu b'melacha. So he says to them now, before they start working, now this is very important, look at Rashi there. Ad shelo yatchilu, it says there, the ein kan ela dvarim. Because up until the time they actually start working, it's only words, right? Udvarim ein bahem, right? And look at that Meshud HaShas there, he says there, udvar, the Hagot HaBach, sorry. Udvarim, right? That bet over there of the Agot HaBach. Ad shelo, ein bahem. Right? You remember the time of the Persha Zahav? Before the yesh bedvarim mishum mechus she'emunah. Right? He says, because ein bahem mishum mechus she'emunah. He brings a stereo there, says that it could be, right? Anyhow, he says over here, that until the time that they actually do work, right, it's okay. But once they start their work, it's basically an acceptance on the conditions, then it's too late. So before they quickly do the work, go tell them, tzav amor lahem, that we feed you, but it's limited. Define what you're paying them, right? Only bread and legumes, right? Rabbi Shimon Gabriel Omer, lo yat zich lomar. Rabbi Shimon Gabriel says there was no need to do any of this. Why? Because I call kamina gamedina. But you can't, if every worker is getting paid bread and peas, these guys can't suddenly arrive and demand entrecote and caviar, right? Mm. It's all according to the minhag. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. We said, Asokar Apolim, Amalim Ashkiv Lariv. Right? The Mishnah starts with and says that you can't make them work late hours or whatever. The Gemara says, Pshita. What's the Chidush over here? Says the Lord Shecha. We need to know this. Why? The Tafalu Agrayu. Because maybe you might have paid them a bit more. Look at Rashi. Hosifal Scharan Mishar Polim. He pays a bit more than what the market wage is. So these guys could, you maybe say this, I'm paying you more. I want you to work longer hours. Right? So he says, no. Kamash Malan. The Amrulay, hi, the Taftalan. The fact that you pay us a bit more money, Adate Avdiran Lach Avirata Shafirta. We just have to work a little bit better, right? Not longer hours, but we expect more from ourselves. Then we saw the other day, we said, well, let's go and see if they actually did work any hard. Remember we had the story with the trench that he dug the trench. So we'll go and see if they actually dug better. They said, no, it was filled with water. We couldn't check it, remember? So there are probably objective ways to check it. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says like this. Po'el, Reish Lakish seems to be saying a big chidush aviyah. Po'el b'knisato mishelo. Right? And b'yetziato mishel haba, mishel balabai. What does it mean here, mishelo? He says, when he comes into the town, right? Right? That when he comes into the town, at the end of the day, when he's finished work, right? B'knisato mishelo. Look at Rashi there. Tzarich, he says that b'knisato, when he comes back into the town, tzarich levater mishelo etzel balabait ulachshich etzlo. Coming into town, coming home, is at his own expense, on his own time. But he can't tell his balabait, listen, I can't work until the sun goes down, because I've got to get home before it gets dark. That's not his problem. You work till the sun goes down.
He's paying for commuting time.
Okay, commuting time is on is your own is your problem. To when you're coming home, on the way home, yeah. Commuting time is your problem.
Right.
But when you go to work in the morning, right? But yetziato, it's on your boss's time, right? Look at Rashi. When you go to work in the morning, okay, well, he's still going to get there by the Netzach Hamah. Okay, it's not exactly that he can sleep late, right? But what he's saying there, you only have to be there by Netzach Hamah, right? You have to be there earlier. So you can take it a little early in the morning, you can sleep till 4, right? Or till 4:30. Right, depends, okay. What time's Nate's at the moment? What time's Nate's today?
6:30.
6:30. So you've got to be at work by 6:30. You aren't expected to be there any earlier, right?
A little
right. It's and what's the and we've got a pasuk now. We're gonna see a few psukim over here. How can you do a minyan? You there we poorly. That's why the Mishnah in Brachot speaks about davening on the tree. Why are you davening on the tree? Because you're already at work. Right? So you get there for Kriya Shema, you can sit on the tree. Your balabai doesn't have to give you time to come down, but for Shmona Asherah, he has to come off the tree to daven. You're already working. Okay? Shenemar, when can you learn daf yomi? That's the question you got to ask. Right? Shenemar tizrach ha-shemesh. Right? Shenemar, because the pasuk tizrach ha-shemesh ya'aseifun. Okay, what time?
6:37.
Okay. Tizrach ha-shemesh ya'aseifun. When the sun shines, you already gathered yourself together, right? Tizrach ha-shemesh ya'aseifun. Ve'el me'onotam, right? To that, to your place, yir batsun. So, taka, you're working already. That's the pasuk. Well, that's pasuk to hit him. And yatzei adam lefoalo, he goes out to work ulavodato aday arev. Right until basically the belich zay. So now the Gemara says, well, why do we need this chiddush of Rabbi Reish Lakish? What's Reish Lakish chiddush? Belich zay hachinahegi. We just say now according to the Mishnah, everything's according to the minhag of the place. So let's see what the minhag is. What's Rabbi Reish Lakish telling us? That you can't come at going home is on your balabait's expense, on your expense, coming to work, your balabait's expense. Look at the minhag, right? So he says, no, why do we need b'chol zot halacha of Rabbi Reish Lakish? Be'ir chadasha. Set up a new town of Modi'in, and now you're going to decide what's the minhag of the town in Modi'in. Okay? So he says, v'nichzei me'echagash, it's a big deal. So go and look where these people came from. And you'll see the minhag that they were. It's actually relevant to our shul, by the way, with the minhag of all the things here in the shul, right? See where the people come from. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer says, no, we can't do it. Why? Benikutaye. Right? Look at Rashi Benikutaye. Right? Benikutaye. Shenitlaktu bimokomot harbe. They come from all over the shul. This is a kibbutz galuyot. Ve'yesh makom shemaktimim. Ve'yesh makom shemechashchin. Ve'leike limismach ela adoraita. And therefore, we don't know what the minhag is. We want to know what is the halacha as far as the Torah is concerned. And that Reish Lakish tells us. That's why we want to know what it was. Look at Rashi there. Benyukata ibal eimer da'amalehu. And so Rashi jumped the gun. And another answer is that what was the reason for this? The agritu li kapol doraita. The guy says, pay me like doraita. Well, I don't know minhagim. Tell the Torah demands. Okay. Darish Rabbi Zeirav, Amilei Tani Rabbi Yosef. So there's some said Rabbi Zeirav, some Rabbi Yosef. My dichtiv. I'm going to discuss a few psukim, right? My dichtiv. Tashet choshech vihi laila bo tirmos kochiot yar. Right at the time of the night, that's when the animals basically go wild in the forest. Right? No, tirmos kochiot yar. Tirmos yeah means to that they come alive. Right? They wake up. The animals in the forest of the night, the animals come alive. Right? Right? So what does it mean? It says, this is this world. Right? And when it says, ha'olam, it says like a tashet choshech v'ilayla, that's this world. Bo tirmos kol chayot ya'ar, elu resha'im shebo. These are the bad guys, right? The night, in other words, they take advantage of the night. They work there, they live in the shadows, right? Shedomin nechaya sheba'ar, because they're similar to the animals in the forest. Tizrach ha'shemesh, right? When the pasuk says now, the first pasuk which we brought just now early on to speak about Rash Lakish's example, Tizrach HaShemesh Yasfun, right? Ve'el Mo'onotam Yirbetsun. What's that pasuk? Tizrach HaShemesh Tzadikim. The sun shines for the Tzadikim. Yasfun Reshaim LeGehinom. And the bad guys are all collected up into Gehinom. Ve'el Mo'onotam Yirbetsun. And what does it mean? Ve'el Mo'onotam Yirbetsun. En lecha kol tzadik v'tzadik she'en lo mador lefi kvodo. Right, even a tzaddik, right, at the end of the day, he gets what's coming to him. How do they translate that in English there, by the way? The
she'en lo means befitting his eminence.
Midor lefi kvodo. Okay, so every tzaddik basically gets his accommodation. Shoots, okay. Now the pasuk goes, Yetzei Adam lefoalo, right, Yetzu tzaddikim lekabel tzcharan. Okay, the pasuk carries on, right? That pasuk we said, Yetzei Adam lefoalo. So what does Yetzei? What does it mean the guy goes out to do his work? He says, Yetzu tzadikim lekabel scharan. And then the pasuk says, Ulu avodato ade arev, and then he's working until the night. What does that mean? B'mi shehishlim avodato ade arev. So who gets the schar of the tzadik? The guy that does his work, right? That's tzadik, okay? That's tzadik, the other way. But doesn't mean Hashimun eshkach lehu hugna. Now, when I told you that when you said Manny was scared of the parak, I said he had every right to be scared of the parak. Okay, now we get into some wilder terrain. Okay, now we've got a different story here. Abdazar Bashimon, Eshkach Lahu Farhugna, right? The Ketafi, look at Rashi, what's a Farhugna? Memune Shel Melech, okay, like a representative of the king. The Ketafi is Ganve. His job was to go out. He was like an investigative agent. He'd go and look around and try and find the criminals before they...
They call him a marshal.
A marshal, okay. Before that, they go and actually does anything bad, right? Look at Rush there. Bodek acharehen v'tofsan, like an inspector, right? In a private, detective. I think that's the word, right? A detective, right? So Amarle, so Rabbi Lazar bumps into this guy and he says to him, Heichi yacholt lehu, right? You look at Rashi, lahavin tachbulatam. How do you know? What are the secrets of your trade? Exactly. How do you know who to find? Your job is to go and find the criminals. How do you know who the criminals are? So he says, lav kechayuta mit matili, right? So he says, aren't they, matili means like mashuli, right? Compared to, aren't they like the animals, kechayuta, right? And it's basic, this vort comes on the back of the pasuk, which we just saw now, right? Dichtiv bo tirmos kol chayuto yar. In other words, what's his question over here? Look at Rashi. Lav kechayut ha'metili, v'chilo kechayot nimshelu, shemitchab'ot b'yom b'mistarehem. They're not owls, these guys. They work in the dark. How do you find them in the daytime? They're hiding away. How do you know what's going on here? And then Ikedami, the Gemara gives another opinion, says, Ikedami mi haikra. He didn't quote that pasuk. He brought from another pasuk, Amale, Yerov b'mistar kariyeh. Right? These guys lie what's the word I'm looking for? In wait, right? They're lying wait in ambush, sort of thing, right? Like lions, in other words, they're lying. You can't see them. They're hiding away, right? So he says, "Bekariyeh, besuko dilma." Say, "Bekariyeh besuko," right? In other words, like the lion hides in his hangout there, right? In his hangout, these guys are hiding in their hangout as well. So he says to them, "Dilma." Maybe you're making a mistake. And you aren't really able to work it out. You're taking the good guys. And these, we're not talking about a guy who takes you and makes you pay a fine. When he captures you, this guy, he sends you to death. He kills you, right? If I didn't make it clear enough, that this guy's job, Farhugna de Katafi's Ganvei, and kills them, right? So what do you want me to do? Harmana de Malkahu, this is the king's instructions. He said, go find people. I've got to go find people.
I'm sending me.
Right? You're asking me. Right? It says here, right? Mitzvah HaMelech, says Rashi. Right? So he says to me, you know what? He says, I will tell you. says Rabbi Lazar, but Rabbi Shimon says, I'll give you advice. Amar lei, that HaKodabach sticks in a lei there, the Aleph. Amar lei, to igmarcha hechita, but I'll teach you here some tricks of how to do this. All ba'ar b'shay lechanuta, go at the fourth hour, right? Let's say that morning, 6:30, so we're talking about at 10:30. Right, at about 10:30 in the morning when guys are having their mid-morning break, snack, right? Lechanuta, go to the restaurant, right? Go up to there. Right, Rashi says she shat suuda. This is the time of break. This is when the workers stop eat, they have a break, and they go for their 10 o'clock tea. Ki chazit inesh de keshate chamra ukenakit kase biyade ukemenamneng. See, guys, you're drinking a bit of wine at 10 o'clock in the morning, right? Singing the wine, and they're holding their glass in their hand and they're dozing off. They're falling asleep. Kemenamneng, right? Surely lavei, right? So Michael, you'd be in trouble here, right? Surely lavei, and then ask about them. Check out what their story is. Itzur b'mi rabbananu v'nayim. If they tell me they're chachamim and they're dozing off, so it's obvious why. Akdume kadim negase. They got up very early in the morning while it was still dark to learn Torah, and that's why. If he's a hard worker, kadim ka'avid avidata. They got up early because we saw they got already be at work at tzedakah chavim, right? At Nates, thank you. Right, and that's why he came about it. Now you might say, oh, well, but maybe, how could he work at night? How could a pearl work at night? He makes a noise. He says, no, don't worry, he doesn't make a noise. Why? Look at Rashi, radid. Tirgum v'yiraku et pachay v'ridum motei achute in choshev. They did like very quiet work, right? Very fine type of work. They pulled copper cables. They were working at night in a field that didn't make a noise, right? In case you're worried about that. The Elo, and if it's not any of these, it's not a Tamil Chochem, if it's not a guy who got up early or a guy who worked late at night and they're falling asleep, he must be a Ganavu. And then Tafsay. Because obviously, why else is he tired? If he wasn't working, he wasn't learning, he must be a Ganav, right? So now, Ishtume Milta Bei Malka. So this advice that Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon gave to this guy was spoken about, it came to the ears of the king, and he was quite excited about this guy who seemed to know the trades of the tricks of the trade. Right? And Amru, they said, Kiraina, right, go call him, the Igrata Iu Liave Frunka. Right? Obviously this guy, because he says the Kiraina, the Igra, right? The Gemara, the literal translation here is Kariana the Igra was the mashal of the story is that if he knows the job so well, then let him do it. Right? Which is good advice, but anyone who gives you advice, right? To always make them part of the problem, right? So find become part of the solution, not just part of the problem. Right? Iulhave Frunta, look at Rashi there, Rashi says it has got a double vav in it, the pravanta, right? The shaliach, right? Atul Rabbi, him be mashaliach. Atuyel Rabbi Shimon, right? And so they brought him into this job. The ketaf is ganve vaz, and he did it very well. And he basically went around catching criminals. And he became very good at this. So now shalach Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha locked that down. So he sees him. He calls. He sends him a message. He says chometz ben yain. We've seen this before, right? You vinegar, your father was Yain. You chometz, right? Chometz ben Yain. Right, look at Rashi there. Rasha ben Tzadik. Right, to Rabbi Lazar. To Rabbi Lazar. Absolutely. Right, why? Ad matai ata moser imo shel Eloheinu lariga. Amo shel Eloheinu lariga. You're sending Jews to be killed. It doesn't matter what the story says. Says to him, shalach le. He sent him a message. He says, kotzim. He says, these guys are thorns in the field. I'm cleaning up the vineyards of all the thorns. Right, shalach shalach le. Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha wasn't short of words. Shalach le, he replied to him. He said, "Yavo bala kerem v'kabeda kotzav." You don't worry. Let God do His work. Who you decided that you are Hashem? Let the bala kerem come and sort it out for you. So now yom echad paga bayahu koves. One day, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon was walking. And this koves, this simple guy, in other words, right, a washer or a launderer, one of these. I said, that's Rashi. It's not who. It's Rashi that Kadosh Baruch Hu can carry Hashem Tzvot Beit Yisrael. And I said that. Right, Yom Echad Paga Be'ahu Koves. Kari, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda, he said to Rabbi Elazar, to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. He said, Chometz ben Yahin. Okay, so obviously this term got out, right? So Amar Lay, so he says to himself now, remember he's a powerful guy now, the Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. He says, Amar midachatzif kulahai, Shema minah reshiyahu. If he can behave with such chutzpah to me, he must be a bad guy, right? And if that's the case, Amar Layu tapsu. He says to the guards with him, to his henchmen who are walking around with him, to his army, these policemen, capture him. Now, tafsu, remember, we're speaking about a situation of, yeah, you get caught, you get killed. In other words, take him and go kill him. Right? But tafsu, eventually they caught him. Levatar denachach date, after he calmed down from being insulted, right, he got over it a bit, the original hysteria. He thought to himself, maybe this is an Azal Batre Lefruka. He went and thought, maybe let me try and get this guy out. Let me try and save him. Let me try and see if I can rescue him and not even killed, below Matzi, but they couldn't do it. The bottom line is, right, they killed him, and he quoted a pasuk to himself, Kari Alei, he quoted this pasuk, Shomer Piv Ulushono, Shomer Mitzarot Nafsho. Right, it's a great pasuk there, by the way, from Mishlei. Right, Shomer Piv Ulushono, a person who's able to guard his tongue and his mouth, Shomer Mitzarot, he'll prevent himself from getting into trouble. Right, in other words, sometimes you've got to just keep your mouth shut. Right, you open the way you right. So the question here is that I saw different explanations on who's he speaking about. Was he speaking about the koves? That if he had kept his mouth shut and not called him a chometz ben yayin, so he wouldn't have got himself into trouble? Or was he speaking about himself? That maybe he should have kept his mouth quiet and not quickly got him off to be killed so quickly.
Maybe everybody.
Right, or maybe both.
Or maybe even maybe. Rabbi Yishua ben Korcha.
Or Rabbi Yishua ben Korcha shouldn't have called him. Why Rabbi Yishua ben Korcha? What's his story, yeah?
Because he's the first one who started to say.
Oh, very good, very good. You said that if he hadn't called him Chometz ben Yayin, this Kovetz would have called him. Yeah, very good. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so depending how you'd see that, right? So now, carry a short people show us right? Zakfu. And they hanged the guy, killed him, end of story there, right? Look at Rashi says there. Zakfuhu tluhu. They hanged him. Okay, they hanged him. So now he's obviously quite upset because he tried to save him, he couldn't save him. Kam tuta zekifa v'kabech. He went and he lay down under this tree where they hanged him, right under the gallows, right, and he cried. Amrulei Rebbe. So now some guys came to him and said, Rebbe, al yirabe necha. Don't feel so bad about this guy. Shehu beno ba'alu na'aramu rasa b'yom ha'kippurim. This guy was not tzaddik. If he wasn't chayev mita for this, he was chayev for other reasons. Right? They him and his son together had relations. I don't know if they raped him, but a relationship with an engaged woman who was in a murasa, you chayev mita, right? That's already an esura rayot over here, right? What is it? Is there any comment over there, murasa? Look at Rashi. Shehi beskila v'kol haniskalin nitalin. And the halacha is that after skila, when you've stoned the guy, you hang him. So he got what was coming to him. Now, there was divine intervention. Thank you. Divine intervention. And he got what was happening to him. So now, he put his hands on his intestine, on the innards, right? Now, we know that the whole thing is that your klayota, your lev, and your thoughts are all inside. It's like he held his hands to his body, and he said, Sisu b'nei me'ai, sisu. Right? Obviously, my b'nei me'ai, which are like where my wisdom comes from, can be happy. So if my doubts, that I had a doubt that this guy might have not really been high of mita, and in the end I was turning out I was right, how much more so when I'm right, I must be right. Okay? Right? B'kame muftachani b'chem. And I'm so trustworthy in you, my insides. That all the worms don't control you. In other words, the thoughts are pure, things pure. Now comes along like this. Okay, now this is a bit of a crazy story over here. And even so, after all of this, right, he wasn't consoled. So he did a bit of an exercise. He was obviously a very big guy, this. And he went and he decided to have an operation and have his innards taken out and check the actual innards, right? Ishkayu samad shinta. He gave this drug that he would a sedative. Vailula baited the shisha. He put him in a marble place, which is basically like a sterile area. The karula krisa, and they cut out his innards. Havu mafku mine dikule de tarva, and they took out baskets and baskets of fat from him, right? Umotve b'shimshem b'tamuz v'avni. Put him outside in the summer months. V'lo mashuchei kol tarva, and the fat never got spoiled. Nami lo sarich kol tarva. So the Gemara says, v'lo mashuchei. So the Gemara says, nami lo sarich kol tarva. Fats don't get spoiled. What's the chiddush of here? It says, lo sarich shuryakei sumkei mashiach. He says, you're right. The fats don't get spoiled, but the veins, the red blood vessels should get spoiled. Hacha afa gav de'ike shurikei sumkei lo mashiach. And even though here, even the blood vessels didn't spoil, right? Kariya nafshei af besari yishkon navetach. So too, obviously, my Basarish Kodavetach, trustworthy, is very happy with himself that everything was done properly. Leila u'leila.